Hello, and welcome to today's briefing. I'm Dana, and joining me is Matt. We're covering a wide range of stories, from politics to entertainment. Let's start with the latest political developments.
Sounds good to me, Dana. What's the first story we're looking at?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to testify before Congress for the first time since the start of the Iran war. He's facing questions about the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts.
That's significant. What are the key areas of concern for Congress regarding these diplomatic efforts?
The reporting suggests that Congress is questioning the effectiveness and stability of the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts around the world, particularly in relation to the Iran war.
So what specific aspects of these efforts is Rubio likely to be questioned about?
Likely areas of inquiry include the administration's handling of the Iran conflict, the impact on regional stability, and the broader implications for U.S. foreign policy.
That ties into the next story we're seeing about Trump's executive order on AI.
Exactly. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at vetting top AI models for national security risks. This move comes just before a White House ceremony was to be held.
What's the reasoning behind this executive order, according to the reporting?
The order is intended to ensure that AI technologies do not pose risks to national security. It reflects concerns that certain AI advancements could be used maliciously or compromise U.S. security.
How does this order relate to the previous concerns Trump had about a similar policy, potentially dulling America's technological edge?
The article suggests that Trump had concerns that overly stringent regulations could hinder U.S. innovation in AI. The new order seems to balance oversight with the need to maintain technological competitiveness.
That's an interesting dynamic. Moving on, there's a story about Trump reconsidering a $1.8 billion fund.
Yes. According to sources, Trump is reconsidering a $1.8 billion fund meant to compensate his allies. The Justice Department has temporarily paused the program due to a court order.
What are the main reasons behind this reconsideration and the pause?
The fund has faced legal challenges and political backlash. Republicans have expressed concerns about the lack of oversight, contributing to the current uncertainty.
So, what's the potential impact if this fund is ultimately canceled or significantly altered?
If the fund is canceled, it could affect the allies who were expecting compensation. It might also reflect broader legal and political pressures on the administration.
Let's shift gears to international news. There's been a significant attack on Ukraine by Russia.
That's right. Ukrainian authorities report that Russia launched a barrage of missiles and drones, killing at least 11 people and injuring many more. Residential areas were hit, trapping some and damaged buildings.
What's the latest on the humanitarian response to this attack?
The reporting indicates that Ukrainian authorities are working to rescue those trapped and provide aid to the affected areas. The international community is also being informed.
How does this latest attack fit into the broader conflict between Russia and Ukraine?
This attack appears to be part of the ongoing conflict, with both sides engaged in a protracted struggle. The international community continues to monitor the situation.
Let's move to a different story involving the CBSE.
The Indian government has transferred the CBSE chairman and secretary amid controversy over the on-screen marking system. An inquiry has been ordered into the procurement process.
What were the main issues with the OSM system that led to this action?
The reporting highlights concerns about the procurement process for the OSM services, which have been criticized for various discrepancies and potential mismanagement.
How might this investigation impact the CBSE and its operations moving forward?
The investigation is likely to scrutinize the procurement practices and potentially lead to reforms or changes in how the CBSE handles such services in the future.
Shifting to economic news, oil prices have been affected by Trump's comments on Iran.
Oil prices trended lower after Trump stated that talks with Iran were ongoing. The market remains cautious about the progress of these talks.
What's the current market sentiment regarding these talks and their potential impact on oil prices?
The reporting suggests that the market is waiting for more concrete developments in the U.S.-Iran peace talks. Uncertainty remains, contributing to the current price trends.
There's also news about a short seller being convicted of securities fraud.
Andrew Left, a prominent short seller, has been convicted of securities fraud. The conviction stems from allegations that he used his public platform to influence stock prices.
What are the implications of this conviction for the financial industry and short-selling practices?
This case highlights the regulatory scrutiny on short-selling activities and the potential legal consequences for manipulating stock prices through public statements.
Iran's inflation rate has hit historic levels.
Iran's year-on-year inflation has reached levels not since World War II, according to the latest data. This has significant implications for the average Iranian.
What's driving this high inflation rate, according to the reporting?
Factors include economic mismanagement, corruption, and impacts of the war with Israel and the U.S. on the Iran economy.
So, how is this inflation affecting the daily lives of Iranians?
The high inflation is causing economic hardship for many Iranians, affecting their purchasing power and overall standard of living.
Oyo's parent company, Prism, has received CBI approval for its IPO.
Prism is planning to raise Rs 6,650 crore through its IPO. This is their third attempt to go public, reflecting the challenges and opportunities in the current market.
What are the potential implications of this IPO for Oyo and its parent company?
A successful IPO could enhance Oyo's market presence and provide capital for further expansion. It also reflects investor confidence in the company's growth prospects.
Let's switch to sports news. There's been a passing of a notable NBA coach.
Rick Adelman, a Hall of Fame NBA coach, has passed away at 79. He had a remarkable coaching career with over 1,000 wins.
What were some of Adelman's notable achievements during his coaching career?
Adelman won 1,042 regular season games and led Portland to two NBA finals. His legacy as one of the most successful coaches in NBA history remains significant.
The Vancouver Canucks have appointed Manny Malhotra as their new head coach.
Manny Malhotra, a former NHL player, has been named the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. He brings experience from his playing career and previous coaching roles.
What are Malhotra's strengths that might influence his coaching style?
Malhotra's experience as a player and his previous coaching roles, including with the Abbotsford Canucks, are expected to shape his approach as head coach.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has written a new song for Toy Story 5.
Taylor Swift announced that she has written an original song for Toy Story 5. The song is titled I Knew It, I Knew You.
How did fans react to the news of Swift's involvement in Toy Story 5?
Fans have been speculating about Swift's involvement for months. The official announcement was met with excitement and enthusiasm from her fan base.
There's also news about a Twin Peaks actor passing away.
Owen Rhys Davies, known for his roles in Twin Peaks The Return and The OA, has died at 44. His brother shared the news on social media.
What was Davies' impact on the projects he was involved in, according to the reporting?
Davies was remembered for his contributions to the shows he worked on, and his passing has been noted by fans and colleagues. Sabrina Carpenter has been granted a restraining order against an alleged stalker. A Los Angeles court granted a temporary restraining order against a man she alleges has been stalking her and attempted to enter her home.
What are the details surrounding this alleged stalking incident?
The man allegedly surveilled Carpenter's home and attempted a forced entry. The court order requires him to stay away from her. The trailer for Cocktail 2 has been released, featuring Shahid Kapoor, Kriti Sanon, and Rashmika Mandanna. The trailer depicts a complex love triangle involving the characters played by Shahid Kapoor, Kriti Sanon, and Rashmika Mandanna.
How have audiences reacted to the trailer so far?
The trailer has generated significant discussion among fans and viewers who are intrigued by the storyline and the chemistry between the lead actors.
Google is planning to release millions of mosquitoes in the U.S.
Google's parent company, Alphabet, plans to release 320 million mosquitoes in California and Florida to combat diseases like West Nile virus.
How does this mosquito release program work, according to the reporting?
The program involves releasing male mosquitoes that carry a bacterium, preventing eggs from hatching, thereby targeting disease-carrying mosquito species.
There have been bear attacks in northeast Japan, injuring 4 people.
A bear attack and injured 4 people in factories and a residential area in northern Japan's Fukushima.
What's the context behind these bear attacks, according to the reporting?
The attacks are part of a larger trend of increased bear sightings and encounters in Japan, possibly due to the animals emerging hungry from hibernation. A shooting spree in Iowa has resulted in 7 deaths. The shooting occurred across multiple locations in Iowa, with the suspect identified as Ryan Willis McFarland, who killed 6 family members before dying from a gunshot wound.
What's known about the motive behind the shooting?
Preliminary investigations suggest that the shooting stemmed from a domestic-related dispute, with all victims being family members of the suspect.
Finally, there's an archaeological excavation under Notre Dame Cathedral.
Archaeologists are excavating beneath Notre Dame Cathedral, uncovering history dating back to Roman Paris. The excavation began after the 2019 fire.
What's being uncovered during this excavation?
The team is exploring artifacts and structures from Roman Paris, providing insights into the historical layers beneath the cathedral.
That's a great note to end on, Dana. It's been a comprehensive briefing covering a wide range of topics.
Indeed, Matt. We've covered significant political, economic, and entertainment stories. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Dana. It's been informative and insightful.
And that's all for today's briefing. Thank you for listening.